In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. Inshallah, before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, Sallu alayya fa inna salata alayya kaffaratun lakum. Send salat upon me, for indeed your recitation of salat upon me will be an atonement for your sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we're in the month of Ramadan Kareem, which is showering its mercy and blessings upon us at every moment. People are fasting, people are reciting Quran Pak, people are offering tarawih prayers and doing many more pious and righteous deeds as well. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to gain istiqamah in this regard. Now, this program of ours, Adherence to Sharia, we brought it with the intention of encouraging and motivating the believers and ourselves, of course, to act upon Sharia, adhere to the Sharia and follow it in all circumstances, in all conditions, not when it suits us, when it's easy for us. We are slaves of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and we ought to give precedence, priority to the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of this blessed month of Ramadan Kareem, forgives our entire sins, our major sins, our minor sins. And it's important to repent from sins. But even before that, we should refrain from sins as well. Now, the topic of today's episode is about taking the life of another person unjustly. In our environment, in our society where we live, we always hear about people falling out with each other, quarreling with each other, arguing with each other, disputing amongst each other. And many a times, those arguments, disputes, quarrels, they lead to what? Fighting. Physical fighting, violence, to the extent that at times people even lose their lives. Over what? Over small things. Sometimes what happens is the neighbor across the road or who lives on the other side, meaning next door to them, their kids are playing and a person's kids are playing outside. The kids clash and fight amongst each other. And before you know it, the elders are fighting with each other. The elders are smacking and striking each other, at times using weapons as well, ma'adallah. Because when you're angry, when things boil over, no shaitans are flowing through our veins like blood, then people make wrong decisions, rash decisions, and they don't realize the consequences of their actions will have a long effect. So inshallah, we'll hear about this and how Islam tells us that at all costs, we need to avoid fighting in the first place, swearing at others in the first place, quarreling and being argumentative. These people who quarrel, who are quarrelsome, according to narration, these are the most disliked people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't want to be labeled as those who are disliked, most disliked in the court of Allah. We have to control our anger, we have to tolerate people, we have to compromise with people, and that's how the dunya works. Otherwise, if you're going to fight for the most little things, then we will only see a bad outcome. And sometimes when we look at things that have happened in the community, fights, they're not between people who know each other as well. Sometimes, two people, they know each other, they've had a breakdown in their relationship, something's happened, they haven't met eye to eye, they've fallen out, and then they've gone on to argue with each other and fight with each other. That's bad. But then you have other occasions where a person is just walking on the road, and another person is coming in their direction and accidentally they bump shoulders. They knock into each other. Not even very hard. It turns into a fight, an argument. Or they're traveling on public transport and one accuses the other of staring at them. Leads to a fight. Or someone's in a car. They don't know the driver. They've never met the driver. and both drivers feel that the other one was at fault, nearly caused an accident or whatnot. And before you know it, they're both out their cars, road rage. And in our communities, unfortunately, Muslims are taking up arms in such situations. They don't want to show the other person that they're weak. And how they're going to show that they're not weak? They'll pull out a gun and shoot them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ said, the strong person is not he. The warrior is not he who is able to take down the other person. The warrior is he who is able to control his anger. When he's about to burst, when he's about to lose it, he's angry, but he controls himself. That person is praised in Islam. That person is commended. So these are the things that we need to be wary of. We need to know that Islam strictly prohibits fighting for no reason whatsoever, causing disharmony and disunity in the communities. And look what the Quran says, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 93. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. That whoever kills a fellow believer, whoever kills a Muslim, deliberately, then his recompense is hellfire, wherein he will abide for a lengthy period of time. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The punishment doesn't stop there. Allah will be angered with such a person. وَلَعَنَهُ. Allah will curse such a person, meaning distance him from his mercy. And he has prepared for him a painful punishment. So, next time a person's in such a situation where he's about to lose it, and he may use a weapon of some sort to harm the opponent, he should think about these verses. He should think about how shaitan is trying to make them fight and become worthy of punishment in the akhirah. The Quran has many verses like this, that you cannot take the killing of another person lightly. And in our communities today, this is happening. Before, it was the adults that would make the news that so-and-so killed so-and-so, had a fight with so-and-so, broke someone's jaw, you know, stabbed someone. All of it's wrong. But today, the headlines are dominated by the youth, youngsters. Just recently in the news, there was a report of a 12-year-old child. 12-year-old child in the UK who was stabbed to death. And by who? By a 14-year-old child. Where are they getting the weapons from? Why are they so angry? Where's the intervention of people, the elders, who's teaching kids that we need to avoid this kind of behavior at all cost? It seems like everyone's just minding their own business. Until, ma'adallah, it happens to someone in their own family. Then they'll say, oh, knife crime, and you know, it's a real thing. It's real, it's happening. Go to some areas in the UK, deprived areas, people are impoverished, people facing difficulties, stabbing's going on. Why? Because people are not being supported, are not being helped, are not being given any opportunities. We've let them down as a community, and they turn to a life of crime. It's a different topic altogether. But killings are taking place. Families are being destroyed. Imagine a mother and father who brought that child up, and at the age of 12, they had to bury that child because he's been stabbed to death. Will they ever be able to cope with that? It's hard enough losing a child to an illness, or they were involved in a car accident, or anything of the like. It's hard enough. It's very hard, traumatic, life-changing. But knowing that your child was killed, knowing that your child was stabbed to death, shot to death, the parents would probably want to just leave with that child. They don't want to stay in the world. That's how distraught they would be. That's how broken they would be from inside. But it's happening. And the reason why it's happening is because people don't know the consequences. The dunyavi worldly consequences, but more important, the azab that is awaiting in the akhirah. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Furqan, verse 68 to verse 70. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and those who do not call anyone else God besides Allah, meaning those who do not worship anyone, any that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not consider anyone besides Allah to be worthy of worship. And they do not kill a life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made forbidden, except with the truth. And they do not commit adultery. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the awsaf of the believers. They don't commit shirk, they don't kill people, they don't commit for adultery. Whoever does these things will meet the punishment for these things. The punishment that is muqarrar and appointed, he will have to face them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that such people's punishment will be multiplied on the day of judgment, and the person will forever remain in humiliation. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for the one who repents and believes and does righteous actions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. For these people, for such people, Allah Ta'ala will replace their evil deeds with good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah Ta'ala is all-forgiving, all-merciful. So here again we're told that the righteous slaves are those who do not commit shirk, they do not kill people, they do not commit adultery. Whoever does these things will face punishment. So repenting is necessary. When you repent and you do it sincerely from the heart, Allah Ta'ala wipes out all those sins. That's what he said in the verses thereafter. So first of all, we need to know that in the court of Allah, someone who unjustly fights with another person and ma'azallah goes to the extent of killing that person, he's disgraced. He's distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, as a Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is before us. The Prophet alaihi wasallam never promoted vigilantism. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't go out fighting with people for fun. No. The only thing that is mentioned in the seerah is battles, expeditions for Islam. And a lot of those battles were because of the provocations of the enemies. They started those battles. Apart from that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave people. Even on the day of the conquest of Makkah, he forgave many people. So the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is before us. And he alayhi salatu wasalam instructed us through his blessed sayings and teachings as well. He sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Al Muslimu man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. He defined a Muslim. What better definition can you give than the definition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Muslim is the one from whose tongue and whose hands other Muslims remain safe. So you don't harm other Muslims using your tongue. You don't swear at them. You don't backbite them. You don't gossip regarding them. You don't hurl abuse at them. You don't lie about them. You don't threaten them. And you don't use your hands against them unlawfully. You don't strike them. You don't hit them. You don't smack them. You don't point a gun at them. You don't stab them. These kind of things. Your iman is kamil and you're a kamil Muslim, a true believer, when other Muslims are safe from you. You're not a source of fitna, of tribulation for them. But today, what do we see in our societies? People are quick to say, don't look at me like that. Do you know who I am? Don't make me pull out this, or don't make me show you who I am. You know, how dare you look at me like this? You know, I'll show you. After I've dealt with you, you wouldn't think twice. You wouldn't think again ever to try and insult someone. And the people who are saying this, they're Muslims. And they don't know that they're speaking to a fellow Muslim like that. Allah is displeased with them. The Prophet ﷺ is displeased with them. So, what are they actually gaining from this? Street cred? The boys? The OGs? Whatever they call them. So that they get praise from them. Allahu Akbar. Remember, no one can do anything for you in the dunya. We seek izzah from the wrong places. We do seek respect from the wrong places. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Quran tells us, why do you seek izzah from others? All honor and respect belongs to Allah. And He gives it to whomsoever He wants. We have to have tawakkul, reliance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe with certainty that He jalla wa ala will grant us honor, will grant us an honorable life. And people can't do anything for you. They'll praise you today and they'll speak against you tomorrow. You'll be in their good books today, in their bad books tomorrow. So, every action of ours, we will have to be accountable for it. So a person needs to refrain from bad deeds. Cut out bad deeds from their life. Stop harming fellow believers. Stop killing. There's so much killing in our communities. Muslims killing each other. Youngsters killing each other. There's no value for life. They think it's a joke. They think it's a norm to go around killing people. Robbing people. When that person refuses to give up something, an item, a valuable item, they shoot him, they stab him, they do all sorts. How many times have we seen that when a person is killed, it's reported that it was a mistaken identity? You know, you killed someone for no reason. It wasn't even him you had an altercation with. It wasn't even him that you had a problem with. And even if you have problems, that's life. We have problems. We face difficulties. We don't meet eye to eye with everyone. We have to live with people. That's the beauty of a person's character, a person's iman. It should shine through his character. Even if you don't like someone's company, even if you have a difference of opinion with someone, you're still able to get along with them. And you're shrewd, you're wise, you're knowledgeable to know where to be, when to be there, how long to be there for. And if you can avoid someone's company who gets under your skin, avoid it. But what do? No, I'm going to show him. Nobody tells him off. I'm going to tell him off. I'm going to show him. I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to do it. Allahu Akbar. This is ego. This is the nafs speaking. This is shaitan infiltrating, attacking the mind of a believer. And we need to remove all of this from our lives. And we need to realize that it's a time for us to wake up from this heedlessness, from this neglect of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, daringly going against the Quran, going against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hasn't the time come for us to change our lives, to change our ways? How many people does it take to tell us that we're doing wrong and then we listen? We should listen the first time. If someone tells us, say, Jazakallah. May Allah Ta'ala rectify me. Jazakallah for giving me words of advice. But no. Look what the Quran says. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Has not the time come for the believers to submit themselves, to submit their hearts for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This verse changed the life of many people of the past. People who were highway robbers, people who were bandits, people who were thieves, people who were criminals. And they heard this verse and they realized, what am I doing on earth? I'm wasting my life. Yes, hasn't the time come for our hearts to submit to the remembrance of Allah and what He has revealed from the truth? The time has come. They changed their lives. And alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan Kareem, it's a reminder for us that we need to change ourselves. When we know we can fast in Ramadan, we can recite Quran in Ramadan, we can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, we can do charitable acts in Ramadan, we can do it outside as well. And we do dua, Allah gives us tawfiq to do this outside of Ramadan, to do this throughout our lives, to be steadfast in our prayer, to be steadfast in giving charity, to be steadfast in being a good Muslim. Whereas some people, they enter Ramadan, same state that they were in before Ramadan, and they leave it in that same state as well. There's no change. In fact, in Muslim countries, it's not hidden from anyone. The hospitals are filled with dead bodies. Murders taking place in Ramadan, where we're told that a nafl act is given the reward of a fard act, an obligatory act. An obligatory act is multiplied 70-fold. Yet people are committing murders. People are sinning. People are wasting the opportunities they have. But we are Muslims. Sooner or later, we need to realize that this will catch up with us. Allah Ta'ala says, killing one person is like you've killed all of mankind. That's how serious this crime is. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا Whoever killed a life without a life, meaning not in legal retribution, أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ or caused corruption in the earth, then it is as if they have killed all of mankind. The killing of one is like you killed all of mankind. That's the value of life in Islam. That's what Islam teaches us, to protect each other's lives, to preserve each other's lives. And here we are today, not representing Islam, being bad ambassadors of Islam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He makes us of those who give out light to people, who give out hope to people, who empower people, who help people and assist people, and not wish bad for others and evil for others, or do bad and evil towards others to the extent of killing someone. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us at all costs. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.